to find my soul coming satisfied. You're the only one, you're my Adonai. Carry me from the darkness into the light. All I am is a sacrifice.
You are the living water, overflowing. Pour it out over my soul.
You're the living water, your love is forever.
You're the living water, your love is forever.
You're the living water, your love is forever.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Peace is in there. You will be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. If there's love in your heart, then God sees that love. The world sees that love. They know who you are because they know who you represent. Because God is love. And it tells us how God personifies love, personalize it. My brothers and sisters, he personifies it in the fact that it has to do with God. And if it has to do with God, it has to do with God's love. You missed it. If it is personified by God, it has to do with God. And if we accept it, we understand that God is love. So we ask the defining question, what is love? Love is God, and God is love. Is there anybody in the house who's looking for love this morning? Or we can put it this way, is there anybody in the house looking for God this morning? Because even though we say we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like, it says that we have a relationship and a kinship because we are embracing our relationship with Christ, who is our Lord, our God, and our King, our Savior, our Redeemer, who provided all things for us. Is there anybody in the house who's looking for love this morning? Are you looking for God? Not the man type of love, not the phileo type of love, my brothers, but the agape type of love. Because the man type of love will be deceptive. The man type of love say, I will embrace you today, but I can stab you tomorrow. But the God type of love says, I will embrace you today and I will never leave you nor will I forsake you. That's a God type of love. That's that phileo type of love that is so unconditional, so eternal, so encumbrancing that it embraces us even in our shortcoming in life. And I asked a question last week, how short is your short? Because all of us have a shortcoming in life, but the Lord says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. Will you allow God to lift you up and draw you unto his covenant agreement that he have with you? Because he have grace established, affirmed, declared, and decreed for all mankind. My brothers and sisters, in our Bible study, we are discussing a topic called mercy. And mercy is God forgiving love. Anybody need forgiving? And grace is God's undeserving love. Anybody undeserving? Peace is God's comforting love. And the will of God is God's unearned love. Am I in your neighborhood? Because none of us are perfect. None of us are really holy. Because all of us have got a history, which implies we've all done something in life. But thank God for Jesus, who came and erased all of our stuff. Otherwise, we were carried right before the great white throne of judgment. Now get this, we're going to all be judged, but what will your record say about you? What would your record say when you came to church and you wouldn't praise me? What would your record say when you wouldn't acknowledge me? What will your record say when I say I'm opening up the book and I see your name and I see where you were there, but I don't see your worship and I don't see your praise? Jesus said, do you love me more than thee? God is asking the question today, do you love me more than these? My brothers and sisters, providence is God's caring love. For the death, for his death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's proven love. He came and he died, Brother Martin. He came and he died for you. He took all of our stuff, even though they were many. And he knelt into the cross and he said, Abba, Father, forgive him, for they don't know what they're doing. But God told me this morning, he said that was part of my plan, that something had to die for something to live. Yeah. And so Jesus came and he paid the ultimate price. One of the greatest descriptions of God's love is found in Romans 5 and 8, where Paul said, God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want to talk about some of this love this morning. And I may have to do an amendment to this because I may not get all of my points across. First is the fact that God's love is intentional. God's love, write it down, because you're going to need it, because I said I'm not going to give you milk anymore, I'm giving you meat. God's love is intentional. But God demonstrated his own love, not your love, but his love. God's love is intentional. The idea here is that God demonstrated his amazing love by sending his son to die for you and for me. This shows us how great the love of God really is. Will you die for a sinner? Will you die for an adulteress? Will you die for a thief? Jesus did. Because God sent him into the world to die for you and I. And in verse 6, we are told that we were without strength. This means that we had no hope of redemption apart from Christ. Even though our faith is the substance of things hoped for, we didn't have any hope because our faith was waning. If you just had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, that's a little faith. You could speak to a mountain and move, and that suggests to all of us that our faith is really shallow. That we don't really believe what the scriptures has told us about our faith, our commitment, our hope. We're still wondering if we can get to heaven, and you ought to have the assurance to know where you're headed by now. My brothers and sisters, it was our sins that separated us from God. So God sent his son to pay a price for us so that we would have a personal relationship with him. But God so desired to have a personal relationship with us that he purposely provided us with a great plan called salvation. God's plan of salvation was hidden, and only God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit knew the plan. Because sometimes you don't need to tell all your stuff. Because your best buddy, your best friend will have a best buddy and a best friend, and what was confidential is now out in the street. Jesus had an inner circle, Daryl. And he only asked them to stay awake a little while and pray with him. And Darnley couldn't even stay awake. An inner circle. These are men that are close to him. Peter, James, and John. And if you knew something about Peter, he would cuss you and cut you. Cuss and cut. But the Lord never cussed. Oh, wait a minute. That was a tree. He did. But he never cut. But he allowed himself to be cut and stabbed in the side. What kind of God is it that we serve today that is able to heal our brokenness? What kind of God is it today that can heal our loneliness? What kind of God is it that heals our sickness and our disease? He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's the God that we serve today. Because our God, sacrificial love, we have an opportunity to be saved. Here's what Paul said in Titus 3:4. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration, changing us, and renewing, making us new, of the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, doing something in us, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Christ Jesus, our Savior, that having been justified, made right by his grace, his unmerited favor, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You are somebody. Scripture says it, that you are somebody. You are heirs of the hope of eternal life. And then in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He's saying it ain't about you. Because the Lord simply said, if you think it was all about you, you would elevate yourself and you would boast and pat yourself on the back. But it's about what Christ has done. Our works won't save us. Our works will reward us. This love is about what God gives us. Then God's love is personal. It's intentional and it's personal. God demonstrated his own love towards us, and this makes it personal. God willingly gave his son to be a sacrifice for sin. Dying in my place. Hey. Dying, covering the stuff I've done. Put your name on it. He personally came and sacrificed for each and every one of us so that we would have eternal life. And this is a personal, intimate action. God commended his love towards us. That's personal. This shows how special we are to God. We did not choose him. He chose us. And let's make it special. That little baby back there was chosen.